India and Pakistan have agreed to restart peace talks next month, talks aimed at resolving the long-standing dispute over the Himalayan territory of Kashmir. The two countries have gone to war twice over Kashmir. The surprise decision to resume a dialogue came during a three-day economic summit. The gathering of South Asian leaders ended today in Islamabad. NPR's Guy Raz is in the Pakistani capital, and he has this report.
On different sides of the city this morning, Pakistan's Foreign Minister Khurshid Karsuri and his Indian counterpart Yashwant Sinha read out the same statement at the same time.
To carry the process of normalization forward, the President of Pakistan and the Prime Minister of India agreed to commence the process of composite dialogue in February 2004.
The two leaders are confident that the resumption of the composite dialogue will lead to peaceful settlement of all bilateral issues, including Jammu and Kashmir.
The announcement came as a surprise, not just because India and Pakistan have been at odds over Kashmir for nearly 60 years, but because the leaders from these two countries haven't even held a telephone conversation in more than two. It was expected that Indian Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee would slap backs and exchange pleasantries with Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf here in Islamabad. But then, when the cameras were turned off, the two men shut the door and kept it shut for more than an hour, one of the longest conversations they've had in years. This morning, Musharraf went even further, attributing the remarkable thaw in the once frosty relations to India's Vajpayee.
I would like to give total credit to his vision, to its statesmanship, which contributed so significantly towards settlement or coming to this joint statement.
That joint statement was predictably vague, but its significance is nonetheless extraordinary. On the one hand, India's government, ruled by hardline nationalists, has acknowledged that the Kashmir question is up for negotiation. For his part, Pakistan's president has vowed to crack down on Islamic militants in the region. Shireen Mazari, director of the Pakistan Institute for Strategic Studies, says both sides are simply tired of the Kashmir dispute.
There has been a general recognition that since the policy of brinkmanship and violence has not worked for either India or Pakistan, it was time for them to begin the dialogue.
Over 50,000 people have been killed in Kashmir since India and Pakistan were partitioned in 1947. The countries have fought two wars over the disputed Himalayan territory. Today, Indian and Pakistani soldiers stand fewer than 100 yards apart along an area known as the Line of Control, the ceasefire border that divides the province into an area controlled by India and one controlled by Pakistan. Pakistan's Musharraf, in response to a question over whether this was the beginning of a permanent peace, answered yes. And just before he left the news conference, a journalist from India had to ask Musharraf one final question.
When are you coming to India?
You invite me tomorrow, I'll be there.
Guy Raz, NPR News, Islamabad.